The rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was a hapless racehorse named Francoisol. Francoisol was 2 years old, a native of France, and a loser. He had raced only 6 times, and those times in his homeland, he'd finished 3rd once, but that was the best that he had ever done. So, in July of 1953, the owners shipped him across the channel. Francoisol would try his luck on foreign soil, the racetrack at Bath in southern England. He would run at 10-1. An hour before the race was to begin, Francoisol was waiting patiently in his stable. The bettors at the track glanced over their forms and noted Francoisol at 10-1 and generally ignored him. Even though the French horse had never run in England before, there seemed little chance that the northern climate would speed him up. Or so they, the track bettors, assumed. Now let me explain that off-track betting is legal in England, and though it's been suggested that some horses are inspired by the humans who have confidence in them, let me remind you that the bettors at the track, the fans who were present that day, did not favor Francoisol. Not at all. So there was no way that the horse could have known what was happening miles away, in every direction at that moment. 30 minutes before the race, a flurry of off-track betting. Big city bookies throughout the British Isles were receiving last-minute money on Francoisol. Stunned, many of those bookies began laying off bets with their colleagues. For most of them, it was too late. In rapid fire, the off-track systems attempted to contact the racetrack at Bath, but the incoming telegraph line, used for the purpose of last-minute odds shifting, apparently had been struck by lightning. So Francoisol, with 70,000 unexpected off-track dollars on his nose, approached the starting gate. Still 10-1 to lose, remember. The horses are ready, and they're off. Francoisol breaks clean and pushes to the inside, and out front it's Paper Chase, Queen's Lady, and Sinbad. In the turn, Paper Chase fades to the outside. Francoisol charges for the hole. It's Sinbad and Queen's Lady. Sinbad and Queen's Lady, neck and neck. On the outside, Queen's Lady backs off. Now it's Sinbad, forward by a length. Francoisol driving hard on the inside, overtaking Queen's Lady. The crowd is on its feet. In the stretch, it's Sinbad and Francoisol. Sinbad forward by a nose. Francoisol closes the gap. It's Sinbad and Francoisol. It's Sinbad and Francoisol, neck and neck, and now Sinbad and Francoisol. It's Sinbad, it's Francoisol, down to the wire. Francoisol is the winner by a nose. And even those who had bet on other horses that day shared in the pandemonium of cheers. For there's a little bit of the underdog in all of us. And in that shining moment, Francoisol was one of us. Francoisol, the only horse in horse racing history to win a race without ever leaving his stable. You see, the incoming telegraph line to the track had not been struck by lightning. It had been cut, purposely, maliciously cut. It was 3 days before Scotland Yard found Francoisol in his hideaway stall, right next to the look-alike champion racehorse, the identical twin of Francoisol, who through the hanky-panky of the crooks who owned both horses had run the race in his place. If you've run out of fingers, 70,000 to 10-1 is $700,000. And now you know the rest of the story.